And we're moving right along. It's Marvelous Monday. The way we go. And good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Marvelous Monday. Monday it is, March 12, 2018. Yours truly, RayVin98 here, along with...
Okay, good afternoon, TNT. I am here. So let's get this party started. What's going on?
All right, sir. Well, let's see. We had no updates over the weekend to review, because I didn't send any of that craziness out. Iraq back and forth, budget approved, no, it wasn't approved, IMF didn't like it, yes, IMF did like it. You guys heard all that and read all those crazy articles bouncing back and forth, and look at where we are today. So that's why I didn't even bother to send that stuff out over the weekend. I would have been just busy sending one to recant the other, to recant the first one. A bunch of political foolishness. So I didn't send any of it out. I think you're probably glad I didn't. So where do we go from there, Tony? Let's just jump into the present and look forward to the future.
This is what we know. They were telling the people a couple of weeks that the value is going to change. Over the weekend, they're telling them a couple of days. The value is going to change. So that's what we know about Iraq. All the rest of it was just what you said, a bunch of nonsense. Back and forth, one paper reporting this, the other reporting that. They're meeting with the Kurds today and tomorrow. That's resolved. They are going to make some changes to the budget, some edits, as they put it, which I don't think requires a revote. And we'll look for the budget starting on Wednesday, see what happens. If you guys still care. We know the bankers met Thursday, Friday. They did a conference call over the weekend. And they were told it was supposed to start today or tomorrow to be ready. We already tell you, no vacation, no time off. You're going to be busy this week. That's what the call told them. We got specific times today to look for it. It was supposed to start this morning, and they requested a delay so they could do the weekend's work and bring everybody up to speed, basically is what we've been told. So there is a time frame, and we'll see if it happens or if it doesn't. And that's from both our people here and there. That's from the bank's people. So that's where we're at. We're all sitting waiting. We were told again the NDA has been finalized, but we don't have it. We were told the 800 numbers are out, but we don't have them yet. And hopefully we were going to be informed before we start this call of when we could actually look for it. Or receive it. But as we know, the call has started and we haven't received that information yet. So we're just waiting just like you're waiting. So I hear a bunch of different things out there. Everybody wants to tell me, you know, we've heard about some people getting paid over the weekend. We've heard about some people scheduled to get paid today. I know somebody has an appointment for tomorrow and somebody has an appointment for Thursday. You know, our guy from last week, we had Tim Zim notes, was told to come back this week, and they rescheduled him for this week. We know they want to get started. And I'm saying we know it's the information we've been told prior to the 15th. Today's the 12th. Tomorrow, I mean, today's a great day to start. Great day is today. I'm just saying that for the people that are listening. But tomorrow's my anniversary, so I won't be mad. But I'd rather get paid today. So, and that, my friends, is where we're at. Waiting for 800 numbers, waiting for NDA. Everything is done, and we're waiting for the bank to start. That's the information we have.
Now, let's back up
a
second.
Is that right?
You said we're supposed, something was supposed to have started this morning. Let's be a little more specific so folks won't be jumping to conclusions of what they think something is. You know how some folks can take something and just run away with it and run in the wrong direction.
I don't know if they could run in the wrong direction. The exchange was supposed to start at 10 a.m. this morning, and they asked to delay it.
Oh, that.
Did you get something else? Yeah, anything they could imagine would be correct. So anyway.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure that.
At 10, a delay was requested so they could get caught up administratively and make sure they had all the I's dotted, T's crossed, ready to go, and disseminate the information in the correct manner, because there's still some differences in what we're being told and what bankers are being told. Still some differences. Because we're getting from one end. And good.
I was just thinking, those differences, and by them wanting to run some test subjects, that might would have answered that question on the differences on what actually was going to take place and what wouldn't take place.
But I didn't say anything about test subjects. You did. So you brought
that. Oh, yeah. I did say that, did
I? So I didn't say nothing about that. I said they had some stuff to do. So anyway.
Well, I let that one slip, I guess. I didn't think it was that important. Because I really want clarification on what we're getting versus what some of these people are being told by banks that doesn't, you know, even up. And I'm thinking, okay, we're getting information they didn't get yet, or did things change, or what, so that we could all be on the same sheet of music when we start singing and dancing and playing. That's my concern.
All right, so. Since Ray brought it out and didn't fully explain it himself, let me do that for you. So this morning at 10 a.m., they were supposed to get started, but they wanted to run through some special invitees first and get them out the way, is the way it was put, since Ray put it out there. I keep saying Ray put it out there. I'd already told y'all something different.
I just said test subject. I didn't tell all what you're telling now.
They wanted to run them through first, they said, so they didn't get lost in the crowd, is basically it, and that they were making sure the system was working. Supposedly, that's what's going on right now. Supposedly, we'll get started later, and I don't know that because I actually had bankers calling me saying, where is this happening at, so we can check. And I said, I have no clue. Because I got 6 different states, and none of them see nothing. So I don't know where it's happening at. So, and we'll wait. But we were waiting to get a call back, because we just talked to them less than an hour ago, and to clarify the Zim notes, how many Zim notes, what's the process, everything. Because everything we've told you is one way, and bankers are having conference calls, and they're saying something totally different. And we want to say, are they not informed? Have they not been told yet? Or is something else changing, and we're going to do something else today? But, and we're trying not to confuse you guys any more than you already are. And that's why I said we have to do one more call with the 800 numbers or just prior to the 800 numbers. So we can go over it and everybody understands what the rules of engagement are. Okay? So, hold on to all your currency. Don't start passing it out, giving it away. putting it on your wallpaper or anything, because we just don't know what's going to happen yet. Now, we know the committee people are saying they cannot absorb this amount of currency. They're still saying that today. Cannot absorb this amount of currency under the new rules they're playing under. Unless a bank chooses to do it on their own, which they feel no bank can afford to do. But the banks, there are some banks that are saying they are going to do it. So that's what we have to figure out. Or we have to find out if it's real or not. Okay. All right. It's question time.
Okay. Let me do this. Before we do these questions, we do have a member that was on for 2 hours and then got knocked off the call. Yeah, she was on for 2 hours, you know, waiting for the call to start and got knocked off. And she's celebrating her birthday today, Miss Terry. And she asked if I would play a birthday song for her real quick. So, since we have one in our system that we can do, we'll do that for Miss Terry. And especially based on where we're looking forward to going.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday.
Reggae style.
I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Okay, happy birthday. I've never heard that song before. So. Okay.
Yeah, since we're geared up and ready to go to the islands, Mon, that was appropriate. Okay, Bassett's Russ says, I bought Zim in 2013. At that time, my son and a friend bought some Zim from me. I gave them receipts at that time. Do you think they will have any trouble exchanging their Zim notes? Nope, they shouldn't have any trouble. You give receipts, they have documentation. I didn't get a chance to read over these questions. I kind of wish I had now.
I'll tell you what you do.
Okay, Tag Dolphin wants to. Okay.
You do a live person and a question. Live person, that way you can be reading the question. Or choosing which one you're going to do. Can you go back and forth?
That'll be fun. Okay. That's going to be interesting. We'll do that. Okay, I just read the question. So
time
go
to pick your question.
Alive.
Okay, good.
But what if they want to ask me a question? Then, anyway, 972.
Oh.
You're on. 972. Go ahead.
Hey. Afternoon.
Hey.
Hey.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
I realize I might be beating a dead horse, but I thought I would just kind of go over it.
Okay.
If we have 5,000 to 1 million dinar, we can go to the teller. If we have between 1 million and 10 million dinar, we can go to the teller, but they should set us up a private banker appointment.
That's right.
If I have over 10 million dinar, then they want us to call the 800 number and disclose everything we have and set an appointment. Is that
right?
Okay.
Or if you want the contract rate, regardless, you have to call the 800 number.
Right. Okay. So if I had 100,000 dinar and I went to the teller to exchange 100,000 dinar, do they want me to disclose all the currency I have or currencies that I have at that point?
No, the teller's not going to have a way of recording it. You're just going to exchange.
Okay. see what next. Now, when you count the currencies, if you have one or more currencies and they add up to more than $10 million, they want you to call the 800 number. So that would include Vietnamese dong, the rial, rupee, and all that stuff.
Yep.
In other words, when you're figuring out your amount, do they just care about the dinar amount as far as going?
Nope, all currencies.
Out, all
total
currencies.
Currencies.
Okay.
Yep.
Exchange fees. You said we should expect between 0.5%, which would be 0.005, multiplied by 0.005. That would be basically like $5,000 per million. Is that right as far as an expected possible fee?
IRS came out to $1,000 per million when we did it.
Mm. So that would be less than, that'd be like 0.1%.
Yep.
Okay.
It actually said 0.01%. But
right. The only other, you had said on, I think it was the last call, you said one bank in Texas said that they thought it would be the middle of April?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. The last thing I have is, I don't know if I tried to ask this last time, but I was going to ask Ray if he's available.
Mm-hmm.
The reading question.
Easy.
No, yeah. Go ahead.
You had mentioned on a couple of calls back that if you're moving personal funds into a trust or an irrevocable trust, it was your understanding of under the new Trump tax plan that the cap was $50 million?
No, it had nothing to do with the new Trump tax plan. We were told that years ago.
Oh, okay.
That the first $50 million was exempt.
Exempt.
And then anything over $50 million, the trust would get hit with a tax on it.
We hit a tax. Okay. Well, I appreciate all you do. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you,
Vegas.
Sir. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Back over to the board question. Venus 7, trust question. If you were to put a gifted ZIM note into a trust or a foundation for a family member, me being the grantor, would it be counted as one of the 10 notes that we are being allowed to exchange? No. The 10, if it's 10 notes or whatever limit that may exist, it will apply to you and what you do, not to something that now belongs to somebody else. So that trust or foundation would not be affected by your limitations. Okay, I'm going to do two in a row and then go to a live person. Sexy Chocolate says, after you exchange your currencies, do you get 10% up front of all the money combined, or 10% of each currency exchanged?
It's going to be 10% of your total, 7,000, 10% of the total, and the rest within 24 to 48 hours.
Now, what's the 10%? Because you said 7,000. What's the 10% alluding to?
To how much they have access to immediately. On their card, their checking account.
Of their exchange.
Wired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of their exchange.
And then the other 90% would be available in 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But just so we all understand, 10% of each one is going to equal 10% of the total. That's why I was laughing. Good.
Okay. Let's see. Back to a live person here. 404, you're next up.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your taking my call. Just a couple of questions based on the comments of the fact that the exchanges were supposed to have started this morning around 10 a.m., but that there had been requests for delay. Was that request coming just from one banking system, or was it a coalition of banks? And how much leeway time had they given? Like, was that request for delay coming in at 9:45, or was it yesterday, or Do you have that information? Just curious how much they were. If they knew it was 10, how long did they have for making that delayed question?
Okay, so if it's one bank, you're going to go after them. But if it's all the banks, then it's okay.
Just curious.
Right?
You know,
oh.
I'm just curious.
Okay,
don't back me into the corner.
All we know is the banks is the way it was put to us. The banks requested, not a single bank. But
okay.
The only banks they're concerned with are Bank of America and Wells Fargo, because those are the two they're starting with. So whether it was one of them or both of them, to give us time, I can aggravate the situation. If that's what you're looking for. You looking for some help to aggravate the situation?
No, no. I was just curious whether or not.
I can do that.
No, no, no. It's just but because we have been hearing over the course of this that a bank or, you know, it sounded as if it was a single financial institution. And it's sort of, you know, is it still, you know, just dragging the feet? And how long are they going to be, you know, having to drag the feet? So that was, we needn't aggravate the situation.
Well, let's look at it like this. Thursday was supposed to go Thursday night at 8 o'clock. They weren't done what they were supposed to do, didn't get through until 11. Then they said, okay, we're going to go over the weekend. They told their people, Saturday or Sunday, so possibly Saturday night we're going to do this. And it didn't get started. So this is all on the banks, didn't get started. And then on Monday morning, it's scheduled to go at 10 a.m., but they do a call and say, wait a minute, because you know, we got a certain list of people that we don't want to hang out in with the crowd. You know, we're going to do them separately. So give us time to do them first. Whether it's going to take 4 hours, 5 hours, we don't know. But they gave a 12-hour window, said, okay, we want to start within this 12-hour window because they're not going to say the exact time. So they
okay.
do have a 12-hour window they're supposed to be operating within. And we have to wait. And has that window already opened? Yes. So we'll
okay.
see what happens.
And that was 10 a.m. Eastern, to clarify, just it wasn't 10 a.m. Pacific time.
That's when
correct.
It was supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not when the window opened. But I'm just telling you, it is open now.
Okay. That suffices. And with that, gentlemen, I will let you ring me off, but not before I, you know, at this point, it's sort of counting when is that 10-day or whenever you tell us, pay it forward, TNT Super Fantastic-er project. So that's getting exciting. It's getting very close. So we appreciate everything you guys do for us. And thank you so much.
All right.
Have a marvelous Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We'll pop three short questions. You lewd. Is that, yeah, I guess that's delude. Anyway, would veterans of war be given any special consideration during exchange that you know of? I've not heard of any.
I do.
Have you, Tony?
I do.
Oh, cool.
I do. See, I don't know that. I mean, I do, but I'm just telling you, I was told not to say anything last week, but I don't know if I can say anything today. I didn't know. But, yeah, there is something for veterans. I have to check to see if I can even talk about it. I don't know why they didn't want us to. Oh, because they didn't want anybody doing it prior to. All right, go to the next one. There is some. Just don't let me forget it. Maybe they'll
okay.
Tell me.
Tightwad says, we heard about a month ago that Iraq had cut the sales of dinar off to the currency dealers. The currency dealers still all seem to have dinar. Has there been any change with the currency dealers getting dinar to sell?
Not that I know of, there hasn't been. Right?
Now, I haven't heard of any change.
Some of them said they were running out, and they were changing their rates, and the rates were going up because their inventory was running out. So, I don't know. You have to go online, look at the different sites, and see what they said. All
right? Right. Okay. Pan Man says, hi, Ray. Do any of the 16 regions... Okay, with allocated 800 numbers.
Hold on. Can you read that? Okay, so, what the hell? Look at that. You're confusing.
It wasn't me.
I know, but it sent me two answers to one question. What? Oh, no. Can't do it yet. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Pan Man says, do any of the 16 regions with allocated 800 numbers cover the Caribbean region, the West Indies? 16 regions? We're talking about the districts. District 2, if I'm not mistaken, is the U.S., Virgin Islands. That's about as far into the Caribbean that the U.S. territory covers, if I'm not mistaken. So West Indies, I don't know what we've never received any information on anything other than Canada and the U.S. So maybe if they're hearing this call, they may answer that later for us, and I'll let you know what the Southern Caribbean region and the 800 numbers that would be corresponding to those islands. All right, so we'll bounce to the next live person, area code 415, California. You are on.
Hi, Ray. It's Bob.
Woo, that doesn't work.
Can you hear me?
No, your connection is bad.
No, you cannot understand it. Yeah, bad connection. Terrible.
Is this better?
Hang up. No.
No.
It's just as bad. You'll need to disconnect and dial back in. I'll be on the lookout for
okay.
you. Okay, let me just go to the next caller while we give him time to dial back in. Hopefully we can retrieve him. 312, Illinois.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ray Wren. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And I get to say good afternoon to Tony as well. How are you, sir?
I am super fantastic. So, how are you?
I am super fantastic, too. Yes, sir.
What do they call y'all over there on open mic? Ray's Queen's Court? What's your name over there?
Oh, Lord, no. Lord, no. We're not getting that high designation. He calls us hen. He calls us broad. No. No, we are not nowhere near Queen's Court.
Oh, my bad. I know you the king. I figured y'all could at least be the Queen's Court or something. But okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, now because he calls the ladies that, I call the men the king's jesters when they start acting up, that they're just there to, you know, jump around and entertain the king. But he doesn't call them that. That's just my designation of them.
Oh. Okay. Anyway.
I know, right? Anyway. Well, Tony, I seem to be confused again. about this delay process that they have made, they being the banks. Well, who did they make their request to? I thought it was up to them to go or not. I mean, you just said that they were supposed to go Thursday at 10, then they changed it and said Friday, and they changed it over the weekend Saturday, and now they have this 12-hour window. So if they can change that without asking for permission, who did they have to ask permission to? I mean, is it up to the banks or is it still USC?
Okay, so I said Thursday at 8, today at 10.
Okay.
Let's get that. Then, yes, they got to be talking to UST or the committee requesting a delay, even though they were supposed to have gone already. Well, when they didn't meet that time that they're supposed to go, they have to go in and set everything up for the new time, which only they know anyway. Supposedly only three people in the whole world know the exact time they're supposed to take off. And they have to be geared up and ready to go at that exact moment. So if they request a delay and they got to go in and change everything, however long that takes, because I don't know. So what you guys are looking for, what 404 was looking for, and was it that hours or time frame that that window opened? And I'm just telling you that it is open, so they could go at any minute right now because the window is open and nobody knows the exact moment it's supposed to happen.
Okay, no, I'm not looking for that. It's just that they request. So the delay they requested was for Thursday night. Once they didn't meet their 8 p.m. thing, then that's when they requested.
They didn't meet. They didn't meet it, so they couldn't go Thursday night because they didn't get everything done with what they were supposed to do leading up to it. So it took them an extra three hours. There you go. They didn't get it done until 11 o'clock. So they didn't go.
Okay.
They didn't go on Friday. They had a rebriefing, brought everybody in, and said, this is what we're going to do. So this could pop any moment, but by Monday, they wanted to be started. Then that Monday at 10 a.m. was determined to be the start time. At 10 a.m., they said, okay, we're going to do it, but, you know, we looked at it, and we don't want these people to stand in line. We don't want these people to have to call the 800 number, or we want these people to be first. Let us get them through first. And, you know, Ray said we can use them as test subjects. Okay. But let's test it on them. How do you do it? And after that, we'd be ready to go.
Do we know how
many? Sugarcoated.
Today.
We know how many of these people, hundreds? Do we know how many of these people, hundreds?
I have no
thousands?
Clue. I have no clue. No clue.
Wow.
We don't even know where they are. So I got bankers in six different states, right? I'm not going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's six different states. Five or six states. They're looking for them right now. They're all looking, trying to find out. They're doing what they do, so I don't have to go through it. And the bank people already know. To try to locate these transactions so we see where they're at. And they haven't found them yet today. So they haven't found them. But I know
them. Wow.
Because nobody's called me back and said, got them. Because usually when there's a transaction of any large volume, one of the many people can find it. And they'll say, here it is. Exact amount, who it was, and do it, what bank it was at, what time. So they have not found it yet. So I don't know. But, again, we got all this information. We got, we're going to do one more call here during this time, and I'll call you back afterwards, and we'll find out where the NDAs are, where the numbers are. We'll find this out, and we haven't got that call back yet. So.
All right. Sounds good. But one other thing you said not but three people know, UST banks and what's the other, third person, IMF? Third industry.
UST, IMF, Iraq.
Okay.
They don't know the exact moment this is going to happen.
All right. Well, sounds good to me.
Okay.
I hope they find their people quickly. I don't know if they're such important people. I don't know why they're having trouble finding them. They all know exactly where they are and how to get in touch with them. But if they need a guinea pig,
I didn't say they were
give them my
trouble.
Number.
Listen, Blondie. I did not say they were having trouble. I said my people in the banking system are having trouble locating
trouble.
The transaction. Yeah.
All right, Ray Rand's brother.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Thank you, Ray Rand's brother.
The bad thing is, every blonde woman in the world has to take offense to that, huh? But anyway.
That's okay. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you, Ray Ren. I appreciate you.
Yes, have a good day.
All right.
I will. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, let's see. A few questions again. This is from TNDR. We hear glimmers of a possibility we may be able to maintain a deposit in a respected currency we hold in lieu of exchanging it into USD. With them being a little different from the others many hold, do you know or feel it would be possible to deposit them or maybe exchange into another country's currency of choice? Now, the other currencies I was referencing, digitizing and spending as that currency, but because the ZIM is not a viable currency, that one is going to have a different avenue to take. You want to comment on that at all, Tony?
Yeah, to say, again, I know you guys have to ask questions, but you're also giving away strategies that I'm not sure you really want to, because, you know, they change the rules of the game because of the way they want it to go. And when you change the rules of the game, they do what they have to do to block that because it affects the way they want it to go. So when you ask questions on here and you want real answers, you might be messing up more than you want to. That's all. Because, you know, they're not thinking about all the things we're thinking about. Because, you know, they're fat, dumb, and happy and got everything they want. We're the ones who have to be creative. And you have to do that without exposing it to the whole world or it doesn't work. Okay, so I'm saying if you have the winning lottery numbers and you know they're going to win on Wednesday, do you put them out for the whole world, you know, and diminish your possibility of even getting anything? Because some of the things you're talking about, that's exactly what you're doing. Just so everybody understands that. Because everybody can't do it. If I told everybody how to do it right today, then nobody would be able to do it because they'd write a law tomorrow to stop it. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
There
Coach
is a way to
says,
do it, though. You online, but we're not going to talk about it right here. All right, good.
All right. Coach says, it's been said many times in the past that the banks think we are all a bunch of toothless crackheads. Is that still the case? I was wondering what kind of attitude we can expect when we finally go to the bank.
Okay. Years ago, they said we're not giving this kind of money to a bunch of toothless crackheads. And I told you guys when they said that. So most recently, they said we are not going to make common billionaires. And actually, I tell you, they actually asked me to say that. Go ahead and say it. I said, no, I'm not going to say that. But so now I've said it twice. But I guess I'd rather be a common person than be a toothless crackhead. But anyway, it wasn't designed for this, wasn't supposed to happen, and they're going to do what they can do to make sure it doesn't happen. So while they will let you be a billionaire, and this morning it was reiterated, it's universal, they do not want you to be multi-billionaire. Okay?
All right, 7MMSTW. With multiple TV announcements in Iraq discussing lower denomination currency, have you seen the actual TV announcement? I remember some Carolina contacts having Iraq satellite television, maybe a screenshot so we can see it too. Too much Doubting Thomas in me. Well, Doubting Thomas, When I say I believe, and if you choose not to believe, that's your choice. But I, for one, am not going to try to bring you any proof other than when I've told members in the past, I believe in my sources, I trust in them, and I communicate what I feel to you based on that trust. And if you feel you need something more than that, then you just need to go somewhere else to get your information. Did you want to comment, Tony, or is that sufficient?
Yeah, there's multiple sources that are saying it. I mean, other sites are saying their people are telling them the same thing. So that should do it for anybody, I would think, when you're getting it from multiple people. That's how we judge our information. Not because we get it from one person, but when multiple sources say that, I got to believe that's what's happening. So that's all good, yeah.
Oh, happy day. I understand that the exchange of currencies are a non-taxable event. Does this apply to the ZIM as a non-taxable event when redeemed or exchanged? I'll let you take that.
It applies to all the currencies during this exchange. Now, if you're going to do something else with the ZIM afterwards, you are not exchanging. If you're going to purchase things or go, if you're going to put it into, I mean, exchange it with another currency, not the USD, but with another currency that's not what it was set up for, and then you get those dollars, all that could be a taxable situation. So know that. Anything except for this exchange that was part of the treaty and written in could put you in a taxable situation. So make sure you talk to your tax advisors before you do any of that. Okay.
Let's go back to the board, live callers, and our star 610, Pennsylvania, PA. G-Man from PA, you are next in line.
Hey, Ray, good
afternoon.
Okay, Ray,
you look forward to – hold on 1 second. Can you look for that guy who's supposed to call back in while he's doing it? All right. Sorry.
Okay.
At least I got your name right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes, Tony. Tony, good afternoon to you. Thank you. Yes, this is G-Man MPA. Hey, Tony, I just want to give a short plug for the donations. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Thank you.
All right.
We appreciate it.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Hopefully we won't be here, but go ahead.
All right. Yes. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to this call and all of you that didn't know, all these calls that Tony and Ray continue to do for us need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to pay for these calls. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. We want to keep this information superstation on the air, and you can help. And Ray, Tony, thank you again to you gentlemen for all that you continue to do for us. Thank you to your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, unification, relaxation, vacation, and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you again, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Okay, let's try 415 again. See if his connection is better. 415, California, you are on.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Whole lot better.
Good, good. Well, I had a call back on a different phone number. I couldn't get it back in on the other one. Well, thanks for all that you both do, and thanks for taking my questions. I have three main questions. One is, if someone has more than, say, 10 million dinar, but less than 20 million, can that person split that amount with their spouse so they both qualify for the contract rate for the total of each person's holdings? In other words, if I have 14 million, can my spouse go into the exchange with 7, I go in with 7, and each of us get the contract rates? And we also have a bunch of dong and a couple of 100 trillion Zim notes to split as well.
Okay.
Was marriage based on splitting?
Is marriage based on splitting?
No, marriage is based on uniting. The two become one.
Okay, so we're a single unit.
Kiss
then.
Each other? He said the two have become one. Well, that's the whole concept of marriage, two become one. So don't be surprised if they say no to all of what you're trying to do and recognize the whole concept of what marriage represents, especially from a legal standpoint. A lot of us tend to want to conveniently forget what we really did when we went down the aisle. But the legal aspects remind us sometimes, and most folks aren't aware of it until they want to try to separate and go their own separate ways. They're reminded of the whole legal complexities of what you're involved in when you go down that aisle. So I'm saying that because anything other than that leads to circumvention efforts, and we express that we don't want to be involved in that process. Anything that you can think to do to circumvent whatever we were sharing with you, you guys just go ahead and do that. But don't bring it on the call to try to ask us to speak on it.
No, I appreciate the comment. I was just concerned whether they considered a marriage two individuals or a single unit. That was really my question. But I do have a follow-up to that. I've got a couple of million in a Roth account, which is handled by a custodian in another state. What amount do I tell the 800 number person who's making the appointment on our behalf? Do I include that? Because that Roth amount needs to be FedEx to the bank. I can't have constructive receipt of it.
Okay, so you're not doing that. Whoever's handling your Roth account is going to do that, right?
Correct. But okay, I instruct them what to do, but I can't take possession of the currency.
Okay. You can call the bank when this happens, but my thinking right now is that's going to be a separate transaction. That's going to be on him. He's going to have to call in, give the information, because he's doing everything for that Roth. I don't know. And again, you can't take possession of it. It's not yours. So
right.
That may be a separate transaction right there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for everything you guys do.
Yes,
really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Kind of sounds the same like the marriage deal to me. But anyway, whatever you guys
can
work out. Work
I was going to say. Yeah, it's a good thing you answered because I was about to tell them what to do. Anyway, go ahead. Go to the next one.
Let's see here. I'm grateful, says, regarding the Zim. Can you participate in the humanitarian project with Zimbabwe with more than 100 trillion Zim? They said dollars, but I know they meant 100 trillion Zim.
Yes. It's not limited. It's your humanitarian project, plus all you want to do with that contract rate is still doing it. So that's a totally different program, And we haven't heard about any limits on that because it's with the country and it's what they're looking to do to build their country and their economy. So if you have some extra currency, that would be my suggestion or one of the suggestions is to get with your wealth managers at and see can you do those and get involved with that. Is Zimbabwe still doing it? And come up with the humanitarian project. You got to remember those pay out with the 80-20 rule, which means you'd be getting a payment every month. So, something to think about. Yeah.
Okay. Grammy 772. Will we have an option to place all currency in a foreign currency account until we are actually ready to exchange if we wish to ride it out to a higher rate and still set up accounts at RV without exchanging that day?
Ask your wealth manager when you get there what they're willing to take. If they have multiple currency accounts and if you can deposit them and schedule, you know, your exchanges, you know, days or weeks afterwards after the rate change. It's something you have to ask them. Because today, we don't know, and they probably don't even know what the rules are right now. Because they're still trying to figure this out. But
okay,
here's something for you guys to remember. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, right? Always, because once it's done, okay, sorry, I didn't know the rules. But it's done. It's better to wait until you're in the middle of a transaction and say, hey, I got an idea, can I do this? Than to ask the idea live right here, right now, so they can print the rules out and say, hey, we're not going to do this. But this is only like the fifth time that I said that. But, okay.
Okay. Next live caller, person. 406 area code, live person. Yeah, we'll do it to all the board questions now. We'll just do live people until we wrap up. 406, okay. You're on, Montana.
Hello, is that me?
That's you.
Good morning.
Hello. Okay, good morning or afternoon to both of you.
You sure you're from Montana? Because you sound like you're from Britain or somewhere.
No, I'm from Montana. I
okay.
do have a question for Tony. And first of all, I am a first-time caller. We are usually in the Lurkers Lounge. Tony, we here, my husband and I, are really looking to do something like the Keisha's Kids here in Montana. I was a foster child like 50-some-odd years ago. And we really liked that idea and wanted to do something. But what we were wondering is, are you setting up some kind of plans for it or something that we could look into as to how to go about it? Or what can you tell me?
I will, once it's set up, I'll put that out, and anybody that wants to duplicate it, I'll be more than happy to help setting up a children's foundation or something, because you guys know I care about the kids. Everybody else I don't care about. But
okay.
I should say that. But, yes, if there's a way I can get it done, I can put it out there so anybody can duplicate it. And I'll tell you guys this, anybody who does things for children, and set up the right way, yeah, let me know because I would like to, I know people want to donate to Keisha's Kids, but I would also do something with your program too because I like anything that can help kids. Plus, if they give me some ideas that we can duplicate as Keisha's Kids too, okay? So, yeah, after we're all said and done, we'll still be doing these calls. If not, everybody knows my email. It's not hard to find, or my phone number. And if you don't, just call Ray, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have
right.
any idea on the time frame of how long it would take you to set something like this up? Are we talking months, a year, you know?
Oh, no, we're talking probably, I'm going to start as soon as we get started. I mean, as soon as we go through the RV process, I'm going to be trying to set that up because I already have somebody to set it up while I'm trying to set up Vegas and our other four events at the same time. So hopefully it won't be that hard to get set up by the time we get to our event, because that's going to take the longest thing is the event. I'll have all the information, and maybe we can even share some ideas and stuff while we're doing the event.
Very good. Okay, well, thank you. That's what I really had on my mind right now, and I'll continue to listen. So thank you both.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
California, 916, you are on. Area code, California, you are on.
Mm. 916,
one more time.
What's the
there's somebody in your city.
Maybe my neighbor.
There's somebody in your city. They can walk to your
neighbor.
House and ask. Oh, well.
All right.
Pick up, sir. I was there
Let's
long
go
enough.
To the
Nevada,
next one.
702, you are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, well, is this me? Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I have two questions. The first one is you refer to 10 notes. My understanding was from way back a couple weeks ago that we could cash in one 100 trillion note, not 10 notes. What is the answer?
Okay, first of all, it's not 10 notes, and I know I say that. But this here, it's going to be any combination of notes up to that 100 trillion.
But it is
right?
Strictly 100 trillion that we can do at this time.
Okay, to your first exchange. That's what they wanted to limit it to, during your first exchange.
All right,
total.
Gotcha.
For a lifetime, they want to limit it to 10 100 trillion notes or equivalents. So 10 times that. Well, they spread out over a week or 6 months or, you know, whatever the time frame is. They wanted to limit it to 10.
Okay, great. Now, the other question I have is on this 12-hour window. If I understood what you said, during this 12-hour window, if they do it, they're going to start exchanging people. Is that correct?
That's what I've been told, yes.
Okay. Thank you guys very much. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
It takes us to California again. 951 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
A question for you. It seems like it's pretty well wrapped up. I feel pretty comfortable here in the next couple of days, 2, 3, 4 days. Hopefully we can get an exchange. I wanted to ask you, Tony, one question. You had mentioned in this last conference call that there was, for other currencies in the second basket or third basket or whatever, you had to have a $10 million net worth, et cetera, and that type of thing. Is there any way that I could try to get a hold of you and we can talk to it offline, or do you want to address it now? I mean, I don't know what your time frame is on that. But if I can get a hold of you somehow, that would be great, and we can talk offset or – I just want to know what the deal is on that.
On the 10 million?
Yes.
Okay. So, do you have a 10 million net worth? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Or
yeah. Well,
asking,
after the
how do you, okay.
Well, no, after the RI, absolutely, I will. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you got a 10 million net worth. So your next thing to do is to find out which currencies are in the second basket.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
All right. So you got two ways of finding out. Either know somebody who's already involved in it, who can give you that list. So just like this dinar thing, which they didn't want to happen. Or you can tell this wealth manager, whoever you're working with, this is what I want to do, and you need to do a better job of finding out what's going on in your bank. Right?
Okay, good. All right. Okay.
Those are the two things to do besides, watching the news. Everybody found out about this because it took so long they weren't supposed to. So.
Right. Right.
Do I have a list of currencies? I do. But I'm just telling you guys, am I supposed to give it out? I'm not. But the person who gave it to me wasn't supposed to give it to me either. So the point is, it's always about who you know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're
100%
right.
I'm sure it will get out somewhere. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Absolutely
All right.
sure of it. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
That sounds good. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, sir.
All right, yeah. You can always call Ray, though. I'll just tell you guys that. If you don't know his number, just ask somebody on open mic. They'll tell you. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Play that game if you want to. 734 Michigan, you're on.
How you doing, Ray? How you doing, Tony?
Hey.
All right. How are you doing?
All right. I text Ray for the number. He ain't sent me the number yet, man. But.
I sent you a text, sir.
Huh?
Did you read the last text that I sent you?
Yeah, I read the last one.
Okay.
You said you were sending him my number.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. You carry you coming through.
Now I'm getting out of the middle of it.
But he said I could get his number. Remember? Well, anyway, let's go ahead with it. Huh?
All right. Good. Go ahead. What's your question? Good.
Not this window of opportunity. The number's got to change before we can do anything, right?
What number?
The number with the currencies have to change before we can do any exchanges, right?
You mean you have to see it on Forex before we can exchange?
Yeah, is that true? Or they can have the numbers that we don't know about. We don't know what the numbers are. We ain't gonna know what the numbers are until we get to the bank, anyways, right? Or the redemption centers.
They could because they're going to change. Look, if they do it before it goes to 4X, then the numbers are going to be static because they're going to say these are our exchange numbers. If they do it after it goes to 4X, they're not going to give you the number doing your call because it'd be a different number the day you get to go or even the hour you get to go. And they're not going to get involved in the he said, she said. Not going to happen. They're going to say you'll see the rate when you get to your appointment, and that's what they'll deal with. Okay?
Now, you said some things have changed. Is that some things have changed with the Zim, right? You really can't say right now, even if you do know, right?
I don't know that things have changed. You said
no, things have changed.
Things
have changed altogether with the whole situation.
Yeah, there's a possibility because the bankers are still talking about bring all you can bring and we're going to pay it out over 25 years and we're going to take it and blah, blah. Like, they don't have the new information.
Right,
do.
Okay.
I don't know. But the other
okay,
way they're saying there's
the
no way that's
update.
Going to work because of the economies now. Okay.
Right. What's the last update that you have on the Zim? Can you give any information out on that or you got to withhold that?
The last update that we have from the committee is what we're saying. You're going to do one, and you're going to do 10 total because the economy can't take it.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, Ray, Tony, I got you on the phone. I got you. I need your number on some business, man. I need to be able to talk to you, man. I ain't going to blow you up. Ask Ray. I got his number. I only call Ray one time. I text him every other time. I ain't going to blow your phone up.
Let's not try to discuss that here. Just call us for
Q&A.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, Florida 954, you are on.
Good afternoon, Hello. Ray. Good afternoon, Tony. Thanks for taking my call.
Good afternoon.
This is not my normal number. I usually call in on 754, so I got a little confused when you said 954. I have a couple of questions. At one point, there were with the Zim, if you were over 65 and a senior citizen, the time frame was going to be different. My husband and I are in our 70s. Does the current situation with the Zim still apply if you're a senior citizen or you're someone in your 30s or 40s?
I was never aware that they had special circumstances for senior citizens. So I'm not aware of that at all.
When it was the 100-year or something like that. They say, I remember hearing on a call that if you were over the age of 65, they were going to adjust it for your age, for the shortening the time.
That's those other people you were listening to, ma'am. We never said
right.
anything like that on our call.
I don't
the
remember it
question,
anyway, I'm telling you.
The other question I have is, you, for the ZIM, I know it's Wells Fargo and HSBC. Is Bank of America in the mix for the ZIM when we go, if we choose not to go to Wells Fargo? Will Bank of America take ZIM?
He said that there will be several banks taking the ZIM, but I would think they would, since they're, you know, one of the first two to go, instead of
right,
everybody having to go to Wells Fargo with their ZIM. So, yes, I think they would.
All right, because I live in the area where the mass shooting was. And because of what happened at Douglas High School, there is so much information in our area about the NRA and who supports them. And their main bank is Wells Fargo. So I choose not to go to a bank that supports the NRA and gives them loans. I would prefer going to a bank that is not the NRA's main source of income, and that's what Wells Fargo is. So as long as Bank of America will take it and my accounts are there, then I'll happily go to Bank of America. But they are one of the lead banks, correct?
Bank of America and Wells Fargo, yes. They are the lead
All
banks.
Right. Okay.
Let
Thank
me ask you a question before you go away, though.
Yes.
Wait,
mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. So you
sure.
live in Florida. How long have you been living there?
41 years.
41 years?
Yep.
So you moved from New York, New Jersey?
Yep. New York.
New York, okay. All
I
right.
never
so
lost
in
the 41 accent.
41 years.
Uh-huh.
No, you have not. That's what I'm
no.
I knew you were a transplant, but I just didn't know how long.
I never lost the accent because I spent 20 years in the stock brokerage business on the phone with Wall Street 8 hours a day. So you can, once you talk to people with this accent, your accent stays forever.
You're absolutely right, because you have not lost it at all.
Nope.
Okay.
Haven't lost
Thanks.
It
I was
at
just
all.
Curious.
All right. Okay. Thank you. And you both have a super
all
fantastic
right.
day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You too. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Next caller, Texas 817. You're on.
Yeah, howdy from Texas. And first of all, Tony, not all of us in Texas will get on a bus.
I know,
you know what
you
I mean.
Just said howdy. So I know you riding your horse to the bank. But
how'd you know? How'd you know that? Now, my question is, am I mistaken?
Yes, sir.
Did you post the districts a few weeks ago online?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I never could find out where they were. So because of that, I don't know what district Texas is. Number Texas is. Could you repost that by any chance in the forum or on a tweet?
Sure. You know, do you have access to chat?
No, sir. I don't have access to chat.
Okay. Okay. I'll put it in the forum where you can access it.
I would appreciate that very much.
Okay. I'll do that
and,
today.
Thank you very much. And y'all have a blessed day. And we all here in Texas appreciate both of you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, New York is next in line, 347.
Is that me?
That is you.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you all today?
I'm super fantastic.
Well,
how are you?
Fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Well, all of that sounds wonderful. That's great. I'm good also. There's a husband and a wife. They both have currency, but they each want to surprise each other. The husband doesn't know what the wife, that the wife has, and the wife doesn't know that the husband has. But isn't it a thing, but they work so they don't get to hear the calls. But aren't they supposed to have to go to the bank together? Am I supposed to mention it to them, or I should just let them find out themselves the difficult way? I don't want to be in any confusion. I don't know what to do.
So you're not really trying to circumvent the limits. You're just trying to find out the process.
Yeah, so, well, I would, you know, I wouldn't want them to have a bunch of confusion when they don't need to have it.
Oh, okay.
So what they do is when we announce the 800 numbers, here's the easy solution to that. When we announce the 800 numbers, the same day that we announce the 800 numbers, then they can each look at each other and say, hey, honey, guess what? I did. And then tell each other, and boom. They made the surprise.
Well, I guess I could say that to the wife. I don't think I want to say it to the husband. But, wow.
Well, that'll still be a surprise when they tell each other what they did, right? And then they combine their monies and go on down and do their exchange.
Sounds like a plan. Well, I'll try.
That's one way.
Very, very. But, well, they should both be happy, I think. Once they find out, I would imagine.
Maybe, or it might cause a divorce because they didn't trust each other. I don't know. But I'm going into counseling for families like that, if you want to have them call me. Okay.
But it wasn't a trust issue. It was a loving issue where they wanted to surprise each other. Right?
Well, the wife, I know her husband was, she wanted to surprise her husband, you know, because he's been through some kind of rough times here recently. And so I'm aware that she wanted to surprise him and that it was a good, you know, that. Her thoughts were all good. I don't know him as well. So.
Oh, okay. So at least her thoughts were good.
Yes,
that
her
counts.
Thoughts.
Okay.
Her thoughts were very good, but I don't know him as well. I mean, I know him, and but why they both confided in me, now that I don't know. I don't know how that happened. I really don't know.
Well, because you're a good-natured person. They wanted you to know. They planned. In case something happened to them, they wanted you to know. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the husband did say something similar to that. In case anything.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for your response.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, New York again, back to back. 718 area code. You are on.
Hi, Ray and Tony. I have a problem. It's similar to the people that's been asking already about the Zims. My son, I have two sons. One of them get their mail here at my house. Now, when they get
Hold on. Can you turn the TV down?
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay.
All right,
when they get ready to exchange the Zims, will that be a problem for stopping me from changing mine? Because I don't want them to think I got too old to be trying to be slick. I don't want them to think I'm trying to be slick and do more than one. I believe in following laws. But like one of my sons get his mail here, but it's his them. See, I bought them, but I bought one for each son. Now, when they get ready,
I don't think
you're going
to have an issue at all. It's not going to be an issue. You bought it.
Even
one,
though we have the same address.
Yep, not going to be an issue. Is
he
over 18 years old?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got eight kids,
okay.
So. And what about the older grands? I have some older grands too that have one.
They
consider them as adults also.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. I just didn't want no problems with them thinking because I'm too old to be locked up.
But look, you're not trying to exchange for them, right? You're going to have them do it themselves.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know about that.
All righty. Okay.
I thank you, and I am your basement renter.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But I heard lady the other day was saying that she had a book, so I said I might dispossess myself from Ray and go stay with her. So she have a book with everything that's going on. So if she ever call back again, let her know that she have a possible person to come and stay with her.
All right. We'll keep that in mind.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, State of Maryland, 240 area code. You are on.
Hello, fellas. How's it going?
Hey. All right. Fantabulous-er.
Good. Got two questions and a comment. First question is, I'll take you guys off speakerphone. Is that better?
Yes,
sir.
We can hear you.
Okay, great. When I was first introduced to this, it was through a friend in California. And he, he's got some contacts that are closely involved with some of the other parts of this global event unfolding. And because it was new to me, I sent them the money for some dinar. I got copies of the Exchange America receipts for that. But since then, something told me, you know, if these guys, since I don't really know them, I mean, it's probably too much information. But anyway, I just started buying my own. So now that I have my own in my person, and that one first tranche is tied up with the Admirals Group out in California, is there going to be a problem when trying to conduct my exchange? Do I have to combine them or just inform them that I'm part of this and show them the receipt for what I paid, what I paid to be included in that group?
You know, I would exchange what I have because this is an exchange when you go and do it yourself. The Admiral groups and the other groups are deemed as a purchase. So those groups are going to fall under different rules than exchange. While ours is a non-taxable event, theirs is a taxable event.
Okay, that's good to know because I'm finding it hard to get some answers.
Okay.
I'm finding it hard to get some answers because I know the guy that's actually coordinating all of this people for the group that he's the liaison for, he's been bombarded over the last 5 years with, as you can imagine, the same kind of when's it going to happen questions from everybody like the rest of us are asking. Next question. About a week ago tomorrow, Investing.com showed the dinar jump to $11.74. You guys got any insight into what that was about?
Did it show the rate at $11.74, or did it show an adjustment or difference of $11.74?
Nope. It was a rate of $11.74. Stop me in my tracks.
Well, what's the rate today?
It's back up to the 1180 or whatever. It looked like it was only for 4 hours, and the boards blew up. Everybody was, you know, reacting to what happened with investing.com, and it's since then been hovering around 1180, 1186. But it was just an intriguing teaser, if you will, of what is possible, especially when you consider a body said, or maybe it wasn't a body. I can't remember the governor's name for the CBI. I said that they could handle $16 to one easily. So it kind of just got everybody's attention, and nobody really spoke to it on any of the boards after that. And, you know, I'm sure the Twitter, if you guys have, were blown up with people trying to get some answers. And I just thought maybe if I missed an explanation or if you had one, if you could share it.
I don't have one because I'm wondering, did anybody ever contact the site and ask why it showed that? And if they have an explanation of why they put that up.
Yeah, that's a good question because I don't know.
Might be the thing to do since they put it up. They could explain exactly why they did that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this is Monday. On Friday's call, there was, and this is just a statement, there was some comments about $1 billion and how much money that is, and $1 million and how much money that is, and trying to visualize or conceptualize what that is, if I may, just for a second. And I had a friend explain this to us some years ago when we were involved in some MLM things. If this is a regular average couple, mid-30s, late-40s, or whatever, it doesn't matter. The husband gives the wife $1 million. He says, you have to spend $20,000 a day, every day, until it's gone. And you can't repeat the purchase, and you can't duplicate who you give money to. And you can't come home until you do. He wouldn't see her for a year and a half. Take the same parameters, same couple, but with $1 billion, giving his wife, tell her the same thing, don't come back till you do. You'll never see her again. So if you want to know what $1 billion is, if you can't do nothing with $1 billion, you need to give it back.
Man, I thought you were trying to tell everybody how to get rid of their wife.
Nope. That's domestic. I'm staying out of that. I don't want nothing to do with it. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
No, I was just joking. Guys, I want to tell you couldn't spend $1 billion, but you know what? And I don't know anybody that, yes, they have. I do know guys who've lost $7-8 billion in a year, but that's because they got $50-60 billion. You know,
right.
People who we're
right.
talking about who lose that kind of money. I've never
right.
seen a lottery winner, because there isn't one out there with $1 billion, or an athlete
right.
who has lost $1 billion or ran out before they ran out of life. Now, people
right.
have went through $300-400 million that we know, sports figures and everything else, or even $500 million. But nobody being reasonable living their life has run out of money with $1 billion. Now,
right.
this is actually what the committee has talked to us about. You know, they listen to the calls, and they get upset when people complain about $1 billion. They think it's,
you have to worry about
I
that
had
for me.
Nothing yesterday, nothing, or $100,000 in the bank or less, and today he has $1 billion. And he's screaming
like
and
I
complaining
said, if you
about
live
that.
Off of $1 billion, you need to give it back.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's their point of view, also. Same thing.
Okay.
$1 billion.
You raise another question. If, and this is just me, a long time ago, I started loading up on the Zim, and at one point I said, wait a minute, how much money is too much? How much is enough? I got 10 $1 trillion notes, a few others. Is the limit on the total exchange for Zim going to be capped at that $1 billion? Or is that for your total currency portfolio?
That's total. Every
total.
Currency you have.
Every currency.
Right?
Okay. Interesting.
But
okay.
Zim has its own limit of Zim. Inside of that
it
one
has
billion.
Its own limit. Yeah, at Zim at 10, at 14 of them, that's $140 million. So now you still got $960 million
gotcha.
To go with, right? Or 860
gotcha.
Million before you reaching that billion or whatever it is. Yeah.
So there,
yes,
yeah, so
Zim
aim
is included in that billion.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so their aim is to try to manage
okay.
it in a manner that doesn't crash the economies of these countries that represent these currencies, and at the same time not put too much money in the hands of people without the experience to manage it.
Okay, the
right.
dinar
okay.
is accounted for regardless. All right?
Okay.
Let me finish this real quick. The dinar
mm-hmm.
is accounted for regardless, and the dong is going to be accounted for because they know everybody who has that. The Zim
mm-hmm.
notes, people went way overboard buying 1,000, buying 10,000
mm-hmm.
things
mm-hmm.
like that, and the country can't
mm-hmm.
cannot handle it. So that's why
mm-hmm.
they want to limit it to 10 for Zimbabwe. Now, let's say you don't have any Zim. but you have dong and you have dinar. You're still limited to $1 billion because now they're saying this program wasn't put in place for that. You guys are not even supposed to be here, and you're messing up our master plan, but we're going to let you have $1 billion, and that's it, so we can keep doing what we got to do. This thing still has another 42 years to completion, guys. And, you know, you can't have, like I told you, Google it yourself right now. Everybody can do it. Google how many billionaires in the world, and it's going to come out to about 2,300 billionaires. Now, if they're saying 50,000 people have them, I mean, even more than 10 and all the other numbers, we could create 20,000, 30,000 billionaires in one day. And there's only 2,300 in the world right now. That, everybody sees as a problem because the millionaires or billionaires become the middle class of the world, which makes everybody else poor. So that's not what they're looking to create. I know we don't want to hear it. We don't want to see it, but it's not what they're looking to create.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
All right.
Well, I appreciate everything you guys do. I know your families are sacrificing. We want to thank them as well for allowing us to be a part of your life as this thing unfolds. And for the folks that are behind the curtain doing this thing, come on, y'all, chop, chop. Let's go.
All right.
Hey,
thank you, sir.
What's your name? Wait, what's your name?
Steven.
My anniversary is tomorrow. So when this happens, I'm telling you what, mm-hmm. I'm giving my wife $20,000 a day to spend. I'm going to tell her it was your idea.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot, bro.
All righty. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Florida is on area code 386, Florida.
There you are.
Yes, it's me. How are you?
How are you, sir? Yes,
good.
Sir.
Hey, I have a bank story for you guys. Turn that up. I have a bank story for you guys this morning. Someone went to the bank at 11 o'clock today in Florida, and they exchanged some yuan, and then they asked when Bank of America was going to take the dong, zim, the dinar in Afghanistan, and she said they're going to be taking it very soon. And she said, but it's very confusing. So I just thought you guys would be happy to hear this bank story this morning. And now that you're telling us that the window is open and we could go anytime, that should make a lot of doubters not doubters anymore. So that's all I can say, guys.
Well,
have a great day.
Appreciate it.
And thank you, Ray and Tony. We've been listening for 27 months, and I'm glad this thing is coming to a head finally. God bless you guys, and God bless everybody on the program.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Let's see, Illinois again, 312.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is a super fantastic day. I tell you guys, I'm excited. I feel like a 13-year-old little boy at Christmas time. It's an exciting time to be us, you know?
It is.
So, yeah. So I got a question for you, Tony. Now, if this makes you a little uncomfortable, if it's like a rock in your shoe, you can pass on answering the question. So I was always under the impression that the Admiral would be the catalyst for kicking off or jumping off the exchanges here in the U.S. What say you, sir?
Okay. So we've been hearing about Bob for years and years, and Bob this and Bob that, and the Admiral Exchange, and the Admiral got calls, and, you know, and none of it has meant absolutely nothing because it hasn't happened yet. It's one of the biggest rumors going around. But it is a legitimate group. And I'll tell you guys, there were actually 300 legitimate groups that went through the Treasury. 300 groups. And some of them was only a group of 5-6 people. But there were 300 groups that went through the Treasury that were legitimate. It was probably 500 groups that were false, that people were going to lose their money in, that were told different things. And the biggest ones, the FBI is tracking those, and they know who those people are. So what was supposed to happen is the internet people and the group people are supposed to go at the same time. That's what I've always been told ever since I got in this, ever since I started getting information from agencies, groups, people. Those two were supposed to start at the same time. They always tell the group people that they're going to go first. You're going to go first, and the rest of the world is not going to see it for a month later or 6 weeks later. Some of them are making up, but they're supposed to go together. Even though it's different, we're going to go to the banks and exchange. They're going to go and do what they do, which is have paymasters and everybody else. Their money supposedly has already been moved over, but they can't release it because we're not going to the bank yet. So they can't release theirs yet. Well, we're going to go to the bank and we're going to get paid that day and have our money. They have to wait until their paymasters get theirs, and depending on the size of their groups, as they go and decide who's supposed to get what, when, and what order. So some of them may not get paid for weeks from now while their paymaster's trying to figure it all out and then have money wired to their accounts, get all that set up and everything else. So, but that's group, and they signed contracts. And some of those groups, people did what you did or what the last guy did, and they sent their money into these groups, which I say they'll probably never see again. Other ones, they just send in the information, and this is how much they pledged to those groups. So even Reno, there's a lot of currency went to Reno. You know, I got the whole history of it. You know, was packaged up on the runways, went China. I mean, China's doing that whole deal because China couldn't get involved in the dinar. So they went through the U.S. and are doing the purchase agreement. And they came over and offered those contracts, and Bob is supposedly in charge of all that. So all that's going to China because they needed to buy the oil from Iraq. So the whole history behind that. But it is, Bob is legitimate and the group is legitimate.
Well, thank you for that clarification. And, you know, Tony, you are definitely an Encyclopedia Britannica when it comes to this whole thing. And it's been a blessing. I've been listening for quite a while. I've been in this thing since 2011, and I think I started listening to your calls about 2012, 2013, somewhere thereabout, and it's been a long journey. I just wanted to say I definitely want to be a part of the cadre of catalysts that are going to do something for the youth. I work with one of the fastest growing ministries here in the city of Chicago, and we're doing some great things. But I have a heart and if I could just share briefly, to purchase some land to create a ranch as a place of safe haven and a habitat for ex-gang offenders and people who might be trying to come out of that life, but, you know, they can't really get out because they're still in the city. A prodigy of mine, he was murdered about 3 years ago. He tried to get out of life, and unfortunately he went back to the same neighborhood, and he was gunned down. And that really broke my heart. And so, like you, Tony, I have a heart to work with not only that group of young men and women, but also orphans, homeless teens. We have a real, real serious problem of homeless teens here in Chicago that are not only surviving but are still trying to go to school in the midst of being homeless. I'm also looking to build some transitional living facilities for them as well as others that are in transition. So I could go on and on, but I just want to just stir the pot because I know we've been focusing a lot about the Zim and the money, but I just wanted to just challenge everybody to really refocus on the humanitarian as well as the charitable contributions that we're going to make to society. I have a heart to, help where I can. I mean, of course, I can't save the world, but I think each one of us, if we just reach one, we've done a great thing. And so, Ray, if you don't mind, taking down my my phone number, if you guys can plug me in, I definitely would, like to be in the mix, working with you guys to at least make a ripple in the wave of a lot of things that are going on that affect our youth and our young people, as well as other people, to make life better.
All right.
Okay. There's going to be avenues for getting things like that done post-RV, folks, for all those that have those types of interests. We'll get you one way or the other. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Well, I look forward to being a part of that. Thank you, gentlemen. In closing, all the Shun words, the Post RV, super fantastic, phenomenal outreach that we're all going to do. Thank you. Thank you, families, for, sharing you guys with us for all these years. Thank you for the sacrifice that you guys have made, all the knowledge, the information. And we look forward to seeing you guys at the top. Be blessed and God bless.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, Florida, 863 area code, you are on.
Hey, Ray, thanks for taking my call, you and Tony. And it's been a long ride of about 6 years, but I have a question if I could. Concerning the veterans program, Tony, are they going to take into consideration that we've lost a bunch of our war veterans that were holders of these currencies to take care of their widows? Will that program cover them as well?
It's not a actually program except for it's just some different directions that the veterans are going to be given. But, they already told me I can't talk about it yet. But it's not a program for them, but they're going to do something different.
Okay, and the second question was, I don't know, I've been following the calls for, like I said, going on 6 years. Did you say that on the contract rates for the people that are getting those, that the contract-rated exchanges will be taxable?
On the, I don't know about the contract. I said the groups who are doing theirs, because it is a contract. They got 11% tax, but it was written into their contract that they had to pay 11% tax already. So those people should already know theirs is a taxable event while ours is not. I would think doing the humanitarian, again, humanitarian has to go through Greece, has to be approved and then go through Greece. And I can't remember if it was going to be taxable or not. Do you remember, Ray? I have to ask you.
I don't recall.
Members.
No, yeah. I don't.
Because it's going out the country and has to come back in the country. So it may not be, but I'll have to ask about it again.
So are you going to the 800 number and just getting the contract rates? That doesn't change the exchange from being taxable or non-taxable, right?
That does not.
Okay.
It's still a non-taxable event. You're getting a different rate, that's all.
Okay. I appreciate you guys, and thanks for this coming forward in the manner it is, and hopefully that the program will, whatever they were going to do for us living war veterans, they'll do for our widows as well.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Georgia, 404, you are on.
Hey, I guess this is me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Quick question. What I've been hearing is when the 800 numbers come out, we've got two lead banks, Wells Fargo and Bank of America. How long before HSBC and the other major Tier 2 U.S. banks are able to participate in the transactions?
Okay. Supposedly, if you have somebody at those banks, they can make your appointments, but it should be 7 to 10 days out. So the first 7 to 10 days is supposed to be Bank of America and Wells Fargo. I'm sure HSBC, or if you have somebody somewhere else, they can make special arrangements for you, but that's how it's supposed to roll out.
Okay. Is there any special thing because of Wells Fargo and Bank of America, other than they were the lead bank and whatever? Nothing else if you're trying to do business with other banks? Mainly some major
Tier 2
banks.
Is there any special thing?
Huh?
Oh. The only thing about being a Tier 1 bank is they can accept the larger amounts that your Tier 2 or 3 banks won't be able to accept. Again,
okay, I thought that
they're
HSBC,
larger banks, so they're going to – well, HSBC will be in there.
Okay.
But, you know, they think they're above Wells Fargo anyway. Anything Wells Fargo gets is going to go through them. So they'll benefit.
That's what I understood is it was going through them anyway. So,
yeah,
I assume that the only reason that they're not on one of the two lead banks is, you know, for whatever other reasons. But, all right, I think that answers the question. So I'm good with that.
All right,
thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's see, we're back to Texas again. 817 area code. Texas, you're on.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Yep.
Hey, golly, how good to talk to you again. Hey, Tony, good to hear you. I was wondering, on these redemption centers, do you know a number as to how many there are across the United States?
I do not know how many there are across, you know, I've heard something, 6,500 or something, but I don't even know if that's true. I know right here where I'm at, there's three on one street. So I don't know how many there are.
Okay, well, that's good. With that being said, you know, we should have plenty of places for everybody to go in and it not to be a big mess when we start exchanging. And another point I was just going to tell you guys, I do have a screenshot of the rate at 1174@investing.com. If you would like for me to text it to you, I can do that. That was on March 6th. And I did call my broker, and by the time she called me back and said I needed to go and into the city and make an exchange, the next morning the rate didn't change back.
So your broker told you it was a live rate at 1174?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well. Yes, sir. But by the time I figured it out, it was like 4:30, and I could not get to the city in time because I had to go into a major city to do an exchange, and I could not get anything done at that point. And the next morning, it was back to the 11.83 or whatever. You know, the 0.1183. So, anyway, that was some exciting news. And I just heard it was on other sites, but I didn't see it on any of the other sites myself.
Me either. But thank you.
Well, thank you guys, and y'all have a blessed day. looking forward. Oh, my understanding, we really are not having a delay. We are just waiting for someone else to get finished before we can go.
That's basically what they said.
That's what it seems.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm thinking. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys, and have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Iowa 712, you are on.
Hey, Ray. How are you doing,
sir,
buddy?
I'm
living a dream,
sir.
Smiling.
Yes, sir.
Say, okay, we're going to get 800 members, and now that we have these 12 different districts, does that mean that once we get the 1-800 number, they'll refer us to the 800 number in our district, or how's that going to work?
Don't know how it's going to work because we don't have the 800 numbers yet. This is what I do.
Okay,
know.
But
they
what?
Let me finish. They have. Ooh, I wanted to say 5 pages of 800 numbers. Wait, I'm trying to think. I might mess that up. Anyway, each district has their own 800 numbers. So they're supposed to send us one of two things that I asked for: the 800 numbers, which I think was 5 pages, or a link to a site that they create where the 800 numbers are at. You go to your district, see your number, dial your number. Or, but he's telling me if you, yeah, it has to be, because he said if you dial the number and it's not your district, it's going to tell you that this phone is not in service at this time because it belongs to another district and it will only work in that district.
Okay, so how do we get the number to our district?
Okay, one of two ways. Either they're going to send them to us and we're going to post it on our site, or they're going to send us a link to a site that they created, and we're going to give you that link, and you will go there and get the 800 number. And it will show District 1, District 2, District 3. I guess they're going to have the district map for anybody who doesn't know what district they're in. So
yeah, I'm in District 7.
Okay.
Okay, but in District 7, there's like 3 different states. So if I go to District 7, will be Iowa, Ohio, and I can't remember who the other two were. So then I just look at
District
7.
Do what they said. You give them your zip code, you give them your name, your amount, and they'll tell you where to go.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you very much, Tony, for that. Another children, one that you could help is the Shrine Kids is one of the ones I'm going to help. Shrine Kids of America. They need all the help they can get. So, yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thanks, Ray.
Yes,
how's
sir.
Things going?
Take care now. All right. Pretty good. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Okay. We'll squeeze one more in here. This is Mississippi. 601, you are on.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm sorry, but I was late getting on, and when I did get on, I heard some mention of there was a 12-hour window of some sort.
They were trying to get it activated. They had a 12-hour window to get it activated today, yes.
And if they get it activated, will that initiate the 800 number?
Well, hopefully we'll get the 800 number right before they activate it, because they wanted to get people in the bank within 2 hours of activation.
Okay. And where are the areas posted?
Ray?
Where are the areas? But the districts?
Yeah, the districts.
Well, we put up the district map and links to it so people could go and look at the map and pinpoint their own locations some time back. But do you have access to the forum?
No.
You have something to write with?
Sure.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, this is a website address. First letter is B as in Bravo. it.ly/800districts with an S on the end.
Okay.
And I can't remember if the D has to, I think it's capital D for districts. You could try it either way, capital D or lowercase d. One of them going to work. And the map will come right up on your screen, and then you can just print it out.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right,
sir.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, Tony, we plugged in 2 hours here, so I think this is good for a Monday afternoon.
Okay, guys, all I can tell you is we gave you the latest, greatest, what we have so far today, what we were getting over the weekend, what we got from our sources, from bankers, from committee members, from Iraq, from their government people and people that are associated with the CBI. That's what we got over the weekend. That's what we got this morning. And we're just waiting to see what happens, where it goes. Okay? Supposedly they have a 12-hour window they're going to work with. And I keep saying supposedly because I don't know. I haven't seen it. It didn't come out in the memo because nobody's seen the memo. It was just on the call, basically. And bankers talking to bankers, that kind of thing. And then we verified it with one of our other sources, and they gave us the information on the 10 o'clock and the delay and everything else. So all we can do is wait and know that it's happening, know that Iraq has done everything they've said. They've gone from telling their people this should show in a couple of weeks to a couple of days. They did that over the weekend. We just have to sit back and watch and wait it happen right now. I, for one, have been very relaxed, especially over the weekend. I didn't look for a lot of things, didn't look for a lot of news articles, any of that. I'm just going to let it ride out because it should be this week with everything that we're hearing. So let's just ride it out, but let's be ready so we don't have to get ready. Let's have plan A, B, and C. Based on the information that we know, and then once it comes out, you just pick the plan that you're going to go with and then go with it, all right? So hopefully this is our last call. I keep saying that every call because I want it to be our last call. But pay attention to Twitter because we'll send out if we need to do another one if something happens. With that, enjoy the rest of your day because I'm going to sure try to enjoy mine. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks, Tony. And a reminder message to Club Best of Us. When the information comes out, whether it's this evening, tonight, tomorrow, make sure we identify with why we are going initially. Now, no contract rate, folks, going after the contract rates. Leverage, folks, going after the leveraging opportunity. Anybody else is going to be first mouse, second mouse. So, Club Best of Us, know why you're going, what your intention is, and what your strategy will be. And the Club Rest of Us, you just go and enjoy yourself and do whatever it is you planned on doing, and we'll see you all on the other side. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Over. I believe.
about your future.